The Secret Service has been focused on not just business email compromise, but all cyber-enabled financial crimes. So this particular release involves the Secret Service investigation surrounding business email compromise, which is boils down to the unauthorized access via hacking or spoofing someone's email to send information to either a corporation, a corporate finance office, or to an individual account that initiates a wire transfer. And it's all done under fraudulent pretenses.
And I guess I should be clear about it. Business email compromise is the name of a fraud scheme. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what are the components of this scheme? How does it work from beginning to end, if you could summarize it?
Business email compromise, one, it's not a new phenomenon. Scams like this have been going on for some time. The biggest change we've seen is just the rise in computer banking, the fall of face-to-face meetings. So business email compromise is essentially an email that a group of fraudsters initiate, typically from overseas, where they hack into a computer network or into an email account. They target large corporations. They do their research and find out the names and identities of people who would typically be authorized to initiate a wire transfer. Once they gain access to that email, they can then initiate a transfer to, say, the company's finance office as though they were the authorized person to start that transfer. Once they send that fraudulent email, the receiver in the same company, often they're going to believe, if they're not careful, they're going to believe that that email came from, let's say, the CEO, and go ahead and send the money. So on the other end of the scam, you have a network of fraudsters who are typically in the U.S. They typically will target a certain area, and they go and open bank accounts where they can wire the money to. That's what we're calling the money mules, sort of like the drug trade mules. However, mm-hmm. these mules are going around opening up bank accounts, providing those that initiate the scam overseas with those account numbers that the money can be directed to. The money is often hits that account. It's then transferred typically out of the country very quickly before the company realizes that they've made a mistake.
Okay, and you actually have, over the course of the last 12 months, have been working in Miami, Florida, specifically on one group of these so-called mules and their operation. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, the Secret Service Miami Field Office has really been focusing on this in that area simply due to the fact that for reasons unknown, that South Florida area has a large population of people who are engaged in the bank account side of it, the muling aspect of it. The victims of the fraud are all over the country. So we have victims in the West Coast, East Coast, and everywhere in between that unknowingly are wiring the money to accounts that have been opened in South Florida. So we've been very successful in making a number of arrests in South Florida. And that's our model. The Secret Service model for this case, like any financial crime, is to target the areas where we feel like we can make the greatest impact by arrests and supporting successful prosecution, where we feel that we can have a good impact on trying to get some of that money back, where we can try to make the victims whole through victim restitution.
Okay, and could you give us some specifics about the indictments in Miami?
The Secret Service Miami case currently has indicted 23 people in the South Florida area. Not all of them have been arrested yet. Most of them have been. And those indictments are all related to the wire fraud, money laundering aspect of business email compromise. So all of those individuals there, for lack of a better term, are operating as the money mules for the fraudsters who are operating from overseas.
Well, Special Agent Matthew Quinn, thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
J.J. Green. WTOP News.